We're going to discuss in Yonei Havdalah, and we're going to do three topics within Hilchos Havdalah. One is going to be the halachos of women making Havdalah. That's going to be topic number one, which there's a lot of confusion to this day and some fascinating issues that relate to that. Number two is, when discussing women's doing Havdalah, also the nature of the bracha on the ner, the bracha bor morei eish, is something that's going to come up when discussing women's chiyuv of Havdalah. And finally, our third topic is going to be the iser melacha on matzoi Shabbos. Already when Shabbos is over, this is a siman that Rav Gidon, such a good Talmud, it's the second time he's hearing from me that topic, that the iser melacha on matzoi Shabbos as far as Havdalah. So let's Be'ezer Hashem begin in Simin Reish Sadi Vav Sifches. Let's take a look at the Mechaber and then spell out some of the issues that create for a lot of confusion till this day in regards to women making Havdalah. I guess there's no greater halacha l'maisa than the fact that it's nogea, in my case, for my wife. I'm traveling to the States. My wife is going to be home with the younger children. Even my oldest son's not home. He's in yeshiva. So what's the halacha in regards to her making Havdalah? If they're my wife, my two daughters, one of them is over bat mitzvah, the other one under, and then a little boy at the age of five. So, Reish Sadi Vav Sifches, let's take a look at the Mechaber. Nashim chayovos ba'avdolah kishem shechayovos b'kiddush. Women are required to make Havdalah just like they're required in Kiddush. The Rambam says that there are two parts to the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos. One part of the mitzvah of Zechira Shabbos is for her to enter, to bring in, to usher in the Shabbos, and the other part is to remember it through Havdalah to be Mavdul ben Kodesh Echol. So it's not the Pshat that there is one mitzvah called Kiddush and a totally separate mitzvah called Havdalah, but rather, according to the Rambam, they're the bookends of Shabbos. For that reason, explains the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Lamedalid, women have the same Chiyuv as men. And in many ways, that is the majority opinion of the Rishonim. Not everybody agrees that the Chiyuv of Havdalah is Doraisa like Kiddush, but at the end of the day, most say that the women's Chiyuv is like men. That's based, of course, on the fact, Kol Sheyeshna B'Zechira, Yeshna B'Zechira. Whoever has a responsibility to keep the prohibitions of Shabbos also has the responsibility to keep the positive obligations of Shabbos as well. And included in that, in the requirement of Kol Sheyeshna B'Shmira, Yeshna B'Zechira, if they're included in the mitzvah of Shmir Shabbos, they're included in the mitzvah of Zechira, and the other bookend is the mitzvah of Havdalah. V'yesh mi shecholek, the Sefer Orches Chaim, quotes the Mechaber, disagrees and holds that women are not obligated in the mitzvah of Havdalah. Says the Mishnah Berurah in the last three words on page 142, V'yesh mi shecholek sfir lev, da Havdalah kivan shi bechol, it's not connected to halachos of Shabbos. It's a separate chiyuv. And just like women are exempt from other mitzvahs to say shazman grama, so too in regards to Havdalah. Now here, for Svardim, most of the next part of the shir doesn't apply halacha l'maisa. For Svardim, it's clear. For Svardim, women would be able to make Havdalah for themselves. However, for Ashkenazim, the Rama comments, Al Kain. He seems to be choshesh for this Yesh Mishacholik. Lo yavdilu la'atzman, rak yishmu Havdalah min ha'nashim. They therefore should not make Havdalah for themselves, but rather they should hear Havdalah from men. Now, if all we had was this Rama, what we would have is the following. For some reason, the Rama would say that women are besafek. If they're besafek, it's a safek brachas levatala. Better that they should go hear from men. Many, many women to this day do this. When if they're matzai Shabbos, there's no men around, they'll go to someone's house to hear Havdalah. I mentioned when my mother said that my grandmother was one. It was a big intellectual. What in Europe? What did that mean? That she was able to read. She was able to read Hebrew. So in those days, many times, just less than 100 years ago, that there were women that went to hear Havdalah because they couldn't read on their own. But nowadays, the reason why some would do it is, one of the reasons, is for this Ramah. There is a basic question on this Ramah, though. We're going to do the Ramah Shita, then we're going to do the Magen Avram, then we're going to do the Be'er Halacha Shita, the Psak of the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, and then discuss what seems to come out based on our analysis together. The problem with the Ramah, of course, is what?
We never say, even if the Pteros there. Still.
That's right. If anything, it's the world is backwards over here. That Ashkenazim follow the Psak in the Ramah in many other places that says that even if a woman is exempt from the mitzvah, for example, when it comes to lulav, so it's a mitzvah to say shezman grama, but the women take a lulav and they make a bracha. So why would it be that all of a sudden that when it comes to Avdalah, Avdalah is different? This is the question the Magen Avraham asks right here in Simen Reish Tzadi Vav. And the answer, says the Magen Avraham, is the following. He says it could very well be that when it comes to brachos, it depends on what the bracha is. If we're talking about a chiyuv of bracha, that there is a mitzvah that a woman has elected to do on her own, once she elects to do the mitzvah, then she's allowed to make the bracha. Why? Rav Gusman writes in Meches Kedushin on Mitzvah Sasesha Zman Grama that there are some Rishonim who understand that when a woman elects to do a mitzvah, she's doing a different quality of mitzvah than a man. It's not the exact same thing. While there are others, obviously, in when the mitzvahs that she's obligated to do, then it's of the same quality. But a mitzvah that she's not obligated to do, Chazal say, Godol mitzvah osa, mishen mitzvah osa, that if you have a chiyuv to do it, ironically, that is a greater mitzvah than someone who's not commanded for it in the first place. However, this Ashkenazic psak, Rav Gustman explains, is not that way. The Ashkenazic psak is that once a woman decides to do the mitzvah, so then she's like a man. There's no difference in the quality of her mitzvah. I'll just give you Mar Mikomos. Rav Gusman has a beautiful, beautiful maracha about this, where he discusses it, connects it to the sugya of Nashim Somchos Rishus. When women are able to do smicha on the karbanos, so there you have a catch 22. When she does smicha on the karban, if she decides to do it, it's also avoda bekachin. So if you say Nashim Somchos Rishus means that she's allowed to lean on the karban mamish, so then that's saying that her chiyuv in the mitzvah, and when she decides to take the mitzvah on herself, so then it's the same quality of mitzvah as a man. Or the Rishonim who say that she's not allowed to lead entirely on the carbon, they say that she's allowed to do it, but not to say that it's the same quality, and therefore you have to be careful of doing avoda bekachin. That's in closed brackets. Nachzor l'inyaneinu, as Morty pointed out, when it comes to the psak of Ashkenaz, if anything, the woman can make a bracha. Ask Magen Avraham, what's the psak? So Magen Avraham says a fascinating chidush, b'das haramah. It's a fascinating chiddush in mitzvah aseh shezman grama. The Magen Avraham says that there's a difference between a woman who elects to do a mitzvah and now her quality of mitzvah is just like a man, and therefore she can make a bracha. She could say v'tzivanu as well. Versus when the whole mitzvah is a bracha itself. If the mitzvah is a bracha, so then how could you decide on your own to utter Hashem's name if you're not chayiv to do it? In contrast to when you elect to do a mitzvah, and the mitzvah you're already chayiv in, then of course what goes along with that mitzvah is a bracha. V'amevin yavin, also in closed brackets, Rav Aaron Zalveitchik was choker, what's the relationship between Birchas HaMitzvah and the mitzvah? That's also connected to that, in closed brackets. That's what I wrote up in the memorial volume for Rav Aaron Zalveitchik, in the Beis Yitzchak's memorial volume. But that, leaving that aside, that's the kasha, the Ramah, that's the answer for the Ramah, according to Magen Avraham. How do we paskin? So the Bach paskins differently than the Ramah, and take a look in the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah follows the psak of the Bach based on the Magen Avraham. Sif katan lamed, hey, lo yavdil la'atzman, va'bach kosav, afilu ma namer shepturos, Mikol Mokom Yecholos La'am Shechalatzman Chiyu La'avdu La'atzman. כמו בשופר ולולב שגם כן פטורס ואפילו אחים מברכות ומאסי כמוגי אברהם. The Iker Kedivrei Abach, I gave you the Magen Avraham's teretz for the Ramah, but the Magen Avraham himself says that he follows the opinion of the Bach. Hence the Mishnah Berurah does not paskin like this Ramah. Okay, so bottom line, could my wife make Avdolah this Motzai Shabbos on her own? What do you say, Rabosai? Yes or no?
Yes.
Seemingly yes. I like the word seemingly. Seemingly less. However, in the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Perek Samach, he writes the following. I'll start saying it balpen if I find it matov manoid. He says the halacha lemaisa, the way in which a woman should make havdalah in such a case, is to first have, if there's no men around, here it is, perek samach aleph, actually perek samach aleph halacha chav dalet. Isha hamavdila la'atzma u'kedil'il perek nuches sifte zayin, where he says l'chatchila they shouldn't make avdala on their own, but bidi eved they can, which also according to the Magen Avraham, no, it's like every other mitzvah sasesha as man grama lo tivarech birchas haner bein birchos havdala, they can't make a bar me'orei ha'esh. Because she's exempt from it. So the Shmir Shabbos Kilchos says Psak is very confusing. And this is one of the reasons that women don't even make Avdalah at all on their own. He says, well, it's a machlokis. But the meaning in Ashkenaz is like the Magen Avraham that they do. But they shouldn't make a bar mi'arei ha'esh, which we're going to have to explain why they supposedly shouldn't. And therefore, they should make havdalah. I could just imagine trying, you know, my wife's packing up my suitcase right now, and she's seeing me off, trying to explain to her how to make havdalah, that she should make havdalah and skip the bar mi'arei ha'esh, and then I'll tell her, it's a machlokas haposkim, whether she should make a bar mi'arei ha'esh after havdalah, maybe yes, maybe no. You know what my wife is going to say? She's going to say, I'm just going to go to the neighbor's house. That's what usually happens. Says the Shmir Shabbos, "Avol yicholi lebracha achash tishto kos avdol." What's going on over here? What's behind all this? So let's take a look at the Be'er Halacha. It's based on this fascinating Be'er Halacha, which is going to shed a lot of light on havdalah as well as the bracha of ner, and we're going to present the summarize the different shitas about Noshim Bahavdala. Says the Be'er Halacha, Dibar Maskil of Dula Atzman. Ayim b'magen Avram, shekosav de poshut de rashoy levarech la'atzman ala b'sam v'ala kos. The Magen Avram says it's obvious that a woman can make the bracha on the b'sam and the kos. The birches hanenim heim, because they're birches hanenim. Of course she can make the bracha bar priya gafen. Of course she can make the bracha b'sam. Now, the whole issue that complicates everything revolves around a diuk in the lashon of the Magen Avraham. Because the Magen Avraham says our discussion over here in the end of Reish Sadi Vav is not about the kos and is not about the besamim. Because bor priya gafen and bor mina besamim, of course a woman makes. What's the question? Why did the Magen Avraham not mention the candle? Says the Be'er Halacha, I'll tell you why. V'ha, d'lo nokin ha-magen Avram birkas haner, de birkas haner la birkas hanohu. Birchas HaNer is fundamentally different than every other Birchas HaNenin. The lo niskin al anoas hanar. The borei bracha bar meomer hesh is not made for the over a person's benefit from light. If a person smells besamim now, that's one of the reasons why people pass around the snuff. I always wondered, is there a bracha? Is there no bracha? So you need to make a bracha, right? On besamim. I don't know whether snuff qualifies besamim. That we'll have to wait till we do hilchos brachas. So I always wondered that. But besamim, of course. Someone passes around besamim, of course you make a bracha bar minyan besamim. I think people don't make enough brachas on flowers. Probably have to make a bracha on many flowers as well. That's a big discussion in poskim that I recorded once for the halacha from the daily daf. That's a fascinating discussion whether you need to do on flowers. But everybody agrees that the salmon needs a bracha. Ukamosha Havia Basyosa Bishem Arash. Birchas Haner is different. Birchas Haner, no one ever said that if you can't see it's dark and you turn on a light that you make a bracha barmoresh. Or for that matter, even if you turn on you lit a candle, there's no bracha barmoresh. So what is a bracha barmoresh going on? Because it was on Saturday night, Amatzai Shabbos, that Adam Arishon brought that into the world. It's not called a Birchas Hanenin, but it's a Birchas HaShevach. It's thanking HaKadosh Baruch Hu for it. Says the Be'er Halacha, now I understand why the Magen Avraham didn't mention Birchas Ha'or like Birchas HaKos and Birchas B'Sam. Birchas HaKos, Birchas B'Sam, of course, a woman's nana just like a man, and she makes the same bracha. But a Birchas Ha'or is now a mitzvah sasesha zman grama. It's dependent on time. And a woman is exempt from mitzvah sasesha zman grama. Hence, according to those opinions that say that she should not make havdol because it's a mitzvah sasesha zman grama, so then here, it's not poshut at all that she would make a bracha of borei ma'orei ha'esh. Let's see it inside, and then we'll take Moshe's ha'ara. Umistapakna, fila ma dom de nashim chayovas pavdala, im chayovas bebirkas haner. De bishle ma havdala, afshu zman groma, nichlels bemitzvah zazachar, shi shayeches l'shabbos. When it comes to havdala, the Rambam taught us that it's included in the mitzvah of zechir and connected to Shabbos. Vafilu ma dom de rabbonon, dum yu de kiddush tiknua. And it's like kiddush. Remember how we started the shir? That's the other bookend of Shabbos. So a woman is included in Shabbos just like a man. It's not shayach to Shabbos at all. How do we know that she's chayevus in it? Therefore he concludes, that everybody agrees that she's not chayevus b'birchas haner. Hence, comes along Rav Neuver, Zichrono Livracha, and he develops the following psak. There's a chash of a hefsek, he argues. This is also found in Luach Eretz Yisrael. Chash of a hefsek, she's not chayevus, she's being Abdullah. Then comes along Rav Nevinzal, and he quotes from Rav Shlomo Zalman what is going to explain the next line in the Shmir Shabbos Bilchasa. Take a look for those of you who have Marina Rav Nevinzal Shlitas Ha'aris. Va'admor Zal Amar D'Rashayus Levarech. Rav Shlomo Zalman felt that a woman can make the bracha. What's behind that? So in Mincha Shlomo, Chelik Beis, Simin Nun Beis, which is quoted, it's not quoted in Mincha Shlomo, the Mar Malkum from Mincha Shlomo is not called Shmir Shabbos, but it's quoted as Vishamati, the exact same words that appears in Mincha Shlomo Chelik Beis Simen Nun Beis. That Reb Shlomo Zalman said like this. Reb Shlomo Zalman said, even though there are some who hold that a woman, even though she obligates herself to a mitzvah, she can't make a bracha because it's not the same quality of mitzvah, and therefore it's a shayla bracha levatam. Maybe you can't say vitzivanu. His lashon is so beautiful. Who said Rabbanim were insensitive to to women. Listen to Reb Shlomo Zalman's lashon. By the way, I tell my talmidim all the time that, you know, it's one thing if you're going to discuss whether Tanakh it could be, the Torah itself, the Bible itself, there are certain things that seem to favor men over women. But Chazal got all backwards. It's interesting, they complain about the rabbis, they don't complain about Tanakh. Chazal, most of the takanos are on behalf of women. They're against men. The Dine Torah seem to favor men. But it's Chazal, Hudafka, their takanos, 90% of the takanos are on behalf of women to protect women, not the opposite. So it's interesting, they don't complain about the Bible. They don't complain about Tanakh, they complain about the rabbis. But it's the exact opposite. If anything, the takanos of Chazal are favor women much more than they favor men. Why in Tanakh is it that way? So that's a different discussion. That I don't know if I have Teirutzim for that. But I don't know, I think that diuk is an important diuk. Listen to Reb Shlomo Zalman's Lashon. He says, Kachain, this is in Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, Ha'ara Samach Tes, Perik Samach Aleph, as well as in the Mishnah Shlomo, Chelek Beis, Simen Nun Beis. Kachain, Yecholos Lahachnas Atzma Mitzvah Zu? Lahodos Hashem, Zecha Lebriya, Shaosa B'matzoi Shabbos, Kodesh, Ulekabel Gamal Zeschar. If it's a bircha shevach v'hodah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there's no difference between men and women. For some reason, God did not command women for mitzvahs asei shazman grama like men. Time-related mitzvahs. That has its whole explanation. But when it comes to the bracha of a shevach, Rav Shlomo Zalman says he doesn't understand why there would be any difference between the two. Hence, the psak of the Shmira Shabbos Kilchasa. First, have her make, if there's no man around, have her make Havdalah with Kos and Besamim. And then, in deference to those opinions that's a Hefsik, don't make the Barim Aresh B'Shas during the Havdalah. And afterwards, have her make the Bracha Barim Aresh. That's the Psak Neshmir Shas. Rabosai, I think it's hardly ever that we come away asking on Reb Shlomo Zalman. He's our grand Rebbe, you know, that's Ba'oro Nelech. And the truth is, not Reb Shlomo Zalman. It could be I'm just asking a Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa, but I want you to ask me a strong kash on this Ber Halacha. On the Psak of the Shmir Shabbos based on the Ber Halacha. And the kash is as follows. What did the Ber Halacha say about Bracha Mori Mori Eish? Did he say that women can't make the bracha bar moreish? Is that what he said? Let's be medayik in his words. He said, everybody holds they're not chayeves. What does that mean? He's talking that even though the Rambam says that they're chayev in Havdalah, but they're not chayev in the bracha bar moreish. The Ber Halacha never said that a woman who elects to say Havdalah will have a problem making a Barim Aryeish. What were his words? V'yoser nachan lomar de'inu chayeves v'birchas haner l'kulei alma. What does that mean? What that means is the following. What it means is that according to the Rambam, there's a difference between Barim Priyagofen, Havdalah, and Besamim versus the Berchas Haner. Did he raise the issue of Hefsek? All he says, Menolon de Chayavos. It's a Pela Atuma. It's a Pela. According to the Minig of Ashkenaz, like the Psak of the Magen Avram and the Mishnah Berurah, that once a woman decides to do a mitzvah, she's on the same quality of a man. So she decides to do Havdalah. She can make a bracha, she can make Havdalah. So then for Ashkenazim, there should be no problem. Paradoxically, the only shaila will be for Sfaradim. And Reb Shlomo Zalman will also say it's mutter. But the chidush of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa is that for some reason, Rav Neuwirth understood that since she's not chayeves, then automatically it becomes a hefsek. And if it becomes a hefsek, so let her first make the Havdalah, and then Reb Shlomo Zalman said she could also make a Bari Mari Ha'ish. But Lechura, this great psak, if you follow the Magen Avraham in the Mishnah Berurah, is that it would be fine for a woman to make Havdalah and to make a straight Havdalah, not to make them crazy. They have enough, they're doing enough for Klal Yisrael. Bishvil Nashim Sikaniya, Bavur Nashim Sikaniya Snigalu. They have enough on their head. Lechura, this psak of Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa doesn't seem. There's nothing in Reb Shlomo Zalman's Ha'aris. Now, I think Reb Shlomo Zalman was shown most of the things in Shmir Shabbos, but there's nothing from Reb Shlomo Zalman that is mechayev that approach. Reb Nemenzal has tremendous kavod for the Sefer. Today, I just asked him for a bracha. I forgot to ask him about this. And in his Ha'ara, he's not really miyaches to this. And his Ha'ara is not miyaches to this thing. L'niyaz daiti, there isn't a chiyuv to follow this psak of the Shmir Shabbos. If a woman generally makes, by the way, there are some Ashkenazic women that don't make a bracha on mitzvah seseshes man grama, but most do. And if that's so, then she can make Havdalah keseder. Someone who's machmir for the Ramah, that's a different story. But the Mishnah Berurah didn't pass him like that would machmir for the, and he followed the Magen Avraham. If that would be so, then maybe one could take the standard approach, and we don't have to make it more confusing than it actually is. Yes, Ramesh?
You said Havdalah is the Asian
Havdalah. Oh, so that's what I want to talk about now. Yes? That's exactly your Mechamim to Reb Shlomo Zalman's Taina. That's exactly Reb Shlomo Zalman's Taina. Reb Shlomo Zalman says that even though it's a mitzvah Saseh Shezman Grama, but it's a mitzvah Saseh Shezman Grama, which is a Birchas HaShevach, and the Birchas HaShevach dominates. The other Shita is going to say, all other Shita was saying is that she doesn't have the Chiyuv. That's all it was bringing out. The way I read the Be'er Halacha on the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham was just saying that she's Chayavos just like men. So that she doesn't have the chiyuv. That's exactly what I was saying. For some reason, the world understood the Be'er Halacha differently. But if you read, and by the way, I was brainwashed by the Shmir Shabbos Kedushas for 10 years. I think for 10 years, I didn't make my wife's life crazy. You should know, you guys are young marrieds. I think over the years, I've realized that I drained my wife a cup more than I actually have to for a different inyan in halacha. When you're young, and sometimes as you get older, you realize that first of all, the minhag Yisrael, you don't have to make them crazy for every particular cheshbon, every particular chumrah, and so on and so forth. This is a classic example. I always thought this bear halacha with this problem and the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa. But then, as I was reading it over with friends, pointed out to me that this, in speaking and learning, we realize that Be'er Halacha is not necessarily at all saying this, giving this Hechreach. Along the lines of what you had said about Birchas HaShevach, topic number two, it could be we're not going to get to all three topics. So let's see. Topic number two is a shorter topic, is this issue of Birchas HaNer being a Birchas HaShevach and not the opposite. Let me share with you something amazing Rav Nemenzal told me. Take a look at Simon Reish Tzadi Tes. Let's get to something very, very practical about every Havdalah. In Simon Reish Tzadi Tes and Sif. No, it's not Reish Tzadi Tes. I meant Reish Tzadi Ches. Yeah. Reish Tzadi Ches. Sif Gimel. We have the bracha Borim Oreya Esh. Says the Mechaber, as we all do, or we're familiar, Nogin Listapel B'Kapas Hayadayim B'Tzir Purnayim. The custom is to look at the nails. According to the Medrash, we were covered, we had a protective sheen on us before we, through Adam HaRishon, sinned. Before Adam HaRishon had sinned. And we remind ourselves of that by looking at the nails. Says the Ramah, V'yesh liros b'tziparne yad yimin v'lechos akos b'yatzmo v'yesh likbof ha'etzbos l'soch hayad. So you're supposed to turn, says the Ramah, that's why people do this. When they're looking at Bar Mare Esh, they're supposed to turn their fingers inside. Sha'az Rom Bitsipernaim Makapos Babasachas, that way you're able to see both the palm and the nails together, and you're getting Hanoah from the fire. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Aleph. Sha'az roe v'yesh na'agim livsho achek ha'chadalet espos v'liros ma'achareim al tzipornayim. And there are some who al pi kabbalah say, among everyone's calling sefer ha'kavanos, say that you're supposed to turn your fingers and look at it like this. So if you'll notice, there's some people who look like this and then like that. So Nevinzal told me when we read this Mishnah Berurah that first you should do like this before the bracha, and then after the bracha go like that. From one of my friends, I think I heard this from Ravami Merzel, he said that in this way we could be yotzei tut stadim of the chakira of what is bari bari ha'esh. Is the bracha bari bari ha'esh a birchas ha'shevach or a birchas ha'nenin? A birchas ha'shevach, when we thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for something, we make the bracha afterwards. Birchas Hanenin, we make the bracha before. Hence, we do two different lookings. If it's a Birchas HaShevach, so we look beforehand. And if it's a Birchas Hanenin, we do it afterwards. That's how Rav Nevinzal teached up this Mishnah Berurah. He says you should look beforehand and then afterwards. Oh. And of course, what do we do? What's the, if we held it was really a Birchas Hanenin, then we would never do this beforehand, because you're always supposed to make the bracha before you have Hana. Hence, it could very well be, like we saw before, that Rav Nevinzal was saying that since there are some Kadmon, the Piskei Tshuvas quotes that there are some who actually held a Birchas Moreish is a Birchas Hanenin on Matzoy Shabbos, so we show deference to that by looking at it afterwards with our palms towards the ground and our nails facing up towards us. But beforehand, we look with the nails bent and thereby make the bracha afterwards like every other Birchas HaShevach. A person sees the Yama Godol, he sees an ocean, so then in such a case he makes a bracha. For those of us who are flying, it could very well be that there's a mitzvah when you pass over the ocean to make a bracha. Not pasha at all why one would not make a bracha. So first you look at the ocean and then you make the bracha. You don't make the bracha beforehand. In contrast to when you eat, so then you make the bracha beforehand. That's a Birchas Hanenin. That's halacha l'maisa application. That's number one in terms of seeing as a Birchas HaShevach. Another important application of it is the following fascinating discussion that concludes Simen Reish Sadiches. Siftes vav ner besocheko o besoch panas o besoch as beklar yoroyel es ashalheves ve'ena mishtamish lo'oyrel mishtamish lo'oyrel ve'ena roye es ashalheves ein mevarchan le'achi yoroyel es ashalheves mishtamish lo'oyrel. Now, if I would have been writing the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch, I would have written differently than what comes out of Mishnah Berurah halacha l'maisa. This halacha says that if you have a candle that's inside of a case, you don't make a bracha bar mara'esh. Either because you don't derive enough benefit from the candle because you're not getting a lot of light, or you don't see the candle. That's how I would have read this halacha. However, the Be'er Halacha in Dibra Maskel Obetoch Aspeklaria comes along and says that the halacha l'maisa is you cannot make a bracha borimora esh on a candle that's in glass. You know, like in the chasanas, they have people hold the candle, and then there's a glass that's protecting the candle from going out. For that matter, our Shabbos candles in my house, they sit in a glass. Halacha l'maisa, you're not supposed to make a bar maresh. Asks the Be'er Halacha, how could that possibly be? He asks a stira. He says that the halacha is, let's say someone is not dressed. You're not allowed to make a bracha if someone's not dressed appropriately. What happens if there is a glass between you and that person? It's called erva bashashius. So halacha is in daf chaf hema beis. This is in the at the Be'er Halacha, the beginning of the wide lines, in the end of Simen Reish Sadiches. The halacha is that you can't make a bracha in front of the person. So he says, why can't you make a bracha on the mor moreish? It's a clear glass. And he answers the following yisod. Take a look at the second line in the Be'er Halacha. Avlofiani as daiti yesh letaritz pirush Rashi de ena kushim me'er v'lechan de binyaneinu le'inyin berchas mara ha'esh shetiknu chazal levarach ha'briyas ha'or lo tiknu ela kesha'ur hu galui b'lo kisui v'lo tamin u ke'ikar b'riyasa. When it comes to halacha, making a bracha lefneo erva, so then that's halacha in re'iya. If you could see the erva, it's a problem. However, when it comes to the bracha of borei moreish, you're not making the bracha on the hana from the candle. It's true. If the glass is there, you have the full hana. However, that's not borei moreish as we developed before. What's borei moreish? It's a birchas hashevach uki'ikur briyaso shu begalu. It's still a chidush, but now it's understandable. The bracha is that you're supposed to make a bracha on the fire the way it was Sheshes and Abrashes, when Adam rubbed the two rocks together. And it has to be as similar to that as possible. If that's so, then even when it's sitting in a glass, it's going to be a problem. Rav Neven Zal told me when we learned this halacha that you can't make a Birchas HaShevach if you see the Yam HaGadol in a mirror. Said Lekubei Alma, you can't make a bracha. Why? That's the same idea. That you have to be looking at the way, at the image of it, the way it was originally when it was created, which of course will answer the question, what if when you see something on something, a beautiful act of nature on television or in a movie, a kosher movie, so then in such a case, how would you be able to, why shouldn't you make a bracha then? The answer is, the bracha is not just simply a response to the awesomeness of nature. That's the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. That's knowing God. That's what the Rambam writes, the mitzvah of Yedias Hashem. But here, it's a birchas hashevach on the cheftza, on the actual object. And the actual object in its pristine state, the way God created it, that's what you're supposed to be looking at. And already when it's sitting in a glass, it's a big chiddush still to say. I mean, at the end of the day, it's the same fire, etc. It's a big chiddush, but you're supposed to be looking at it in its purest state, the way Adam created it originally. And in those days, and it took many, many years before glass would that he would realize that where he had taken the stone out of, that there was a little bit of dirt, that if you would heat it up, that you could actually turn that to glass. That Adam hadn't realized yet. So it's not that the fire is no longer in its in its pristine state the way he had originally discovered it, and hence it doesn't get a bracha borei moreish. It's fascinating. Fascinating. Yes?
So you shouldn't make a bracha on the yam if you see through a window.
Oh, so that was a follow-up question that everybody asks. Last night someone asked me the same question. It's a good question. And I think the answer, I don't have a great answer to that question. Everybody's just asking, if that's so, then you're on a bus, you're on a plane, you see it through the window, so it's already, it's no, it's, so I think the answer is that the earlier poskim felt that a candle inside of glass is a different entity as opposed to simply being blocked by something. No one said that you can't have anything blocking between you and the other item. In contrast to when it's sitting betoch hashashias, it's not the original fire as we know it. It's almost a lamp. It's a lamp. The source of the lamp is, and that I think is the answer to the question. It's a fair question that could be asked. By the way, you should know, it's not our topic at all. The original, when glasses, when was the last time those of us who wear glasses, when was the last time you thought about the glasses sitting on your nose today? You know, we don't think about it. Those of us who wear glasses don't think about it at all. The poskim originally, when glasses were people began to start using them, the poskim said, what about halachas that require re'iyah? Do glasses, is a glasses a hefsek? I think there are still some people, kemat, no one follows this, but there are some people who are machmir and kriyas haTorah that they take off their glasses and they peer all the way because they're not reading itself. There's a hefsek between that. So, enochanami, there are, but I think we don't paskin that way in regards to glasses, and presumably we don't paskin that way in regards to windows. Yeah, Morty.
Light bulbs.
Ah, so it's an interesting point. There was a well-known legend, a beautiful legend, that Reb Chaim Weizer Grzhensky made a bar mirish on light bulb. So what about, that's a nice kasha. Sarah Chiyun. I don't know. It's a nice question. I don't know. Maybe he felt, because of the point of Chilul Shabbos, he felt that it's appropriate to follow the more lenient opinions on this machlokas to emphasize to everybody in Klal Yisrael that turning on a light bulb would be a prohibition of the Araisa of Mavir. Of course, we've all pointed out Moshe had the great Marimakom, that week that we started talking about incandescent bulbs for Neir Shabbos, Moshe pointed out that how does it go? That they're not. It's illegal to sell an incandescent bulb today in the United States because of for environmental reasons. So all bulbs today are not even are not a ish. Anyhow, so which got involved when we discussed about Neir Shabbos. What's that? In Europe as well. Yeah. What's that? Yeah, but he's at, no, but if it's the whole idea, if the Bar Halacha's idea is Iker Briyasa,
there's only one chetz here. The whole problem is
Rav Gidon is saying is that what I pardon my technological ignorance. Is it possible for a light bulb to shine if there isn't glass around the?
Yeah, it's in
glass.
Right.
You need
the glass.
Do you need
the
coil? The coil will still shine. Yesh Lodum. I don't. What do my rabbis say? We have to know what we know. And we have to know what we don't know. So I'm not. Rav Shlomo Zalman, when these things came up, so he would spend a lot of time to look into the Metzius to find out exactly how the light bulb works and so on and so forth. Nowadays, everything they looked into is not relevant anymore because they're not even using those light bulbs. So we have to do our new research. So this almost entirely academic what Rav Chaim Moser was doing because it's not okay, our light bulbs. But that would be we need. Please garner more information. We'll pick up with this next time. Last topic. My radar tells me that I don't want to rush through the last topic. The last topic of the Isser Melacha. My radar tells me that we should stop over here. And in Mirtz Hashem, next week. Unless you tell me I make a mistake. I'm thrilled to go on. I'm prepared. How many people would like to stop here? Okay, because I'm a little concerned it might take us till about 10 to 7 or... It might take us to 10 to 7. All right, go for it. Let's go. All right. Tov. Simin Reish Sadi Tes Sif Yud is the halacha about doing malacha before Havdalah. The Mechaber writes the following. Asar laso shum malacha kodem shi Havdalah. It's prohibited to do malacha before you do Havdalah. Vim hivdil betfila muter afal pishadayin lo hivdil ala kos. If you made Havdalah when you daven, so then in such a case... Then you're allowed to do work that's prohibited on Shabbos. Vim tzarech lasos malacha kodem shivdul betfil. Let's say the place where you're davening ma'ariv, the lights are not on. So of course everybody knows this. Omer hamavdil ben kodesh lechol below bracha v'osam malacha. Right? And the Mishnah Berurah points out many women do this who don't daven ma'ariv that before they'll do malacha after Shabbos they'll say baruch hamavdil ben kodesh lechol and then they'll be able to do malacha. It's a pretty straightforward halacha, correct? It gets a little bit complicated. And what we're going to do is introduce the fascinating position of Rabbeinu Yerucham, which is quoted by the Ramah. And we're going to present the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding of Rabbeinu Yerucham. And for that matter, the Aruch HaShulchan's understanding of the conceptual issues that are involved in doing malacha on Shabbos. After we're going to do that, we're going to start again with the Mishnah Berurah. So everybody follow what my agenda is. We're going to do the basic Shitas HaRishonim, see how the Aruch HaShulchan and other Lomdish Svarim deal with that issue. We're going to ask a couple of questions beforehand. And then we're going to start fresh from the Mishnah Berurah. We're going to realize that the Mishnah Berurah has a different approach. Says the Ramah, quoting Rabbeinu Yerucham, V'yeshom, some say the kol zeh b'malacha gemura. When do we say that there is an isur to do malacha before havdalah? Is something that he calls a malacha gemura. Now we're going to assume that the pshat in malacha gemura is as the Mishnah Berurah describes, and that means something that's tircha meruba. In contrast to turning, how do we say it in English? Lighting a match. In contrast to lighting a match, striking a match, which takes a moment to do, says Rabbeinu Yerucham, Oreg, weaving, of course, takes an extended period of time. Kosev, and I understand Kosev here means writing a letter. I've never seen anybody say this mafurish, because to write two letters, when I say a letter, I mean People don't use that. You say writing an email. But I mean writing a letter, mechtav, writing a letter, that's what I think he means by kosev. In contrast to writing two letters in the alphabet, which is an isur daraisa on Shabbos, I don't think that's what he means. I think he means writing a letter. So that's a malacha sheish batircha, says the Mishnah Berurah. Avadlokas ner ba'amo otzam rishus rishus ain't sarach lezeh. So question number one that I want to discuss with you is, what is the pshat in Rabbeinu Yeruchim? Rabbeinu Yeruchim says that if you're making Havdalah allows you to do things like Oreg and so on. But turning on a light, that you could do even before you say Amavdil ben Kodesh Lecho. Says the Ramah, Umizen ispashet aminig lahapil, shemadlik maneris, miyad shamra kol baruchu. Sometimes in shul, this was very, very common in Europe. In Europe, there was no electricity. Remember, Shal Shul, this, it wasn't, in those days, it wasn't like today that they leave the lights off intentionally in a yeshiva or in a shul, so you should have a feeling of kumzitz and so on. In those days, every Shal Shul was a kumzitz. Right? Shal Shudas on Shabbos, everything was dark. Up until 100 years ago, 120 years ago, it was dark. People sat in the dark. What happened when you wanted to the Dan Meir? So people now needed to read the Siddur. They knew Koach Saif by heart, but they didn't know the Bracha of Amir of Maravim by heart. So then they would turn on the lights. Says the Ramah, that there were people who turned on the lights, they struck a match, even before they said Baruch Ham Abdel Mekosh. Why? Because they're relying on Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim says only a Malacha Sheish Batircha is going to be Aser. What's Pshat in this Rabbeinu Yeruchim? If you now do Malacha, you now do Malacha. That's question number one. Question number two is, take a look at this jarring language of the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah's language. Sif Katan Lami Gimel Kodem Sheyavdil Hainu afil mishatech shakivan shelo hivdil adayim chal b'miktsas kedusha Shabbos alav v'asru chazal b'malacha. The Mishnah Berurah says that Shabbos continues until you make Havdalah. Midrabanan. That's amazing. See how the Mishnah Berurah's formulation, I'm making a brisker diuk in the Mishnah Berurah, which is not so Mishnah Berurah-like, but I think it's a decent book. He says that there is Miktsas Shabbos, Chal of Miktsas Shabbos. What does that mean? Chal of Miktsas Shabbos? Shabbos is over. The three stars are out. Rabbeinu Tam, whatever sheet you hold, that Shabbos is over. Shabbos is over. What does it mean? It's still Shabbos. What's Mishnah Berurah in my head? Let's deal with the first question first. Comes along the Aruch HaShulchan. The Aruch HaShulchan has a beautiful Chakira, which I was thrilled to see that the Brisker Rav elaborated on this more. Did I have to? Do you remember if I discussed the Brisker Rav? I didn't. Did you tell me about it at the time? So maybe I was entirely unaware. All the things that we discussed then, I realized, cannot be discussed by this Brisker Rav. So you see, it pays to hear the shir again. There's always the Rebbe also changes his mind. So in Simen Reish Sadi Tes, and you also need someone who remembers what he said before. That's also very, very important. So in Simen Reish Sadi Tes Sif Chaf Aleph, the Aruch HaShulchan says the following pshat in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. He has the following chakira. What's the pshat in the Yisr Malacha? Is the Yisr Malacha before Havdalah based on the fact that part of making appropriate Havdalah is that Shabbos, with an Isra Malacha, that you can't do Malacha, and even if Shabbos is over and there's no Kedusha Shabbos, you're still not allowed to do Malacha, because for the Havdalah to be heightened, the Havdalah is changing over from no Malacha to yes Malacha. To put it in succinct, brisker terms, is Havdalah, the Isra Malacha, a Halacha in Havdalah. Is the Isser Malacha din in Lahavdil Bein HaKodesh L'Chol? If that's so, then it's a Davar Pashut that there would be no difference between Meleches Oreg and Meleches Hadlaka. However, he says, Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds not that way. Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that the Isra Malacha has nothing to do with Havdalah per se of Lahavdul Bein HaKodesh L'Chol, but to borrow the term of the Briska Rav, it's just like you're not allowed to do Malacha before you're going to daven. In the morning, before you daven, you're not supposed to do a Malacha Nimsheches. A tailor is not supposed to start sewing. You're not supposed to start weaving, lest you forget to do Havdalah. If that's so, then Rabbein Yerucham is beautiful. A person's going to strike a match, he's not going to forget to make Havdalah. Doesn't even matter if he's striking a match for Havdalah or he's turning on his car to leave shul to go home. That's not a problem. However, if we're talking about somebody doing a Maisa Malacha that's Nimsheches, then we're concerned he's going to forget. That's the Aruch HaShulchan's Hesber. And how thrilled was I when I saw that the Briska Rav in Hilchos Shabbos just this week, Rav Gidon and I learned these two possibilities last time, but I don't think I was aware that the Briska Rav in Perek Chav Tes in Hilchos Shabbos brings a Machlokis Rishonim in this regard. The Briska Rav says that if you read the Rambam carefully, the Rambam clearly holds the prohibition of doing work before Havdalah has nothing to do with Lahavdil Ben Kodesh L'chol. Listen to Lashon Rambam. Aser perchav tes halachay. Aser la'adam lecha olishtos yayin mishikidesh hayom ad sheikadesh v'chei mishiyotza yom. When the day is over, Shabbos, aser lo lahaschil lecha olishtos v'lasos malacha. He puts it all together. It's prohibited to eat, to drink, and to do malacha. Ad sheyavdil. Now, if this was a halacha in Kedusha Shabbos, or the Havdil Ben HaKodesh L'chol, then why would you put together the Yisra Malacha with the Yisra Achila? The answer is that just like you're not allowed to sit down and have a meal before Havdalah, the only thing you're allowed to do, drink before Havdalah, drink water before Havdalah, because anything more we're afraid you're going to forget about Havdalah, so too, the Yisra Malacha. In contrast, if you take a look at the Ran, points out the Briska Rav, the Ran says that the Isra Malacha has entirely different parameters than all the other Isurim of Achila and Shtia. And what's behind the Machlokas between the Ran on the one hand and the Rambam on the other? It revolves around this Chakira. It revolves around whether the Isra Malacha is Halacha in forgetting Havdalah, or is the Isra Malacha because that Shabbos continues. That's how even the Briska Rav seems to say it stronger. It says that Shabbos continues up and even after Shabbos is gone. In other words, midrabanan, it really continues. And the Briska Rav was mechavein to, how is he related to Aruch HaShulchan? He's related to Aruch HaShulchan somehow. His great something. The Briska Rav explains that the Aruch HaShulchan is mechavein to Aruch HaShulchan. He gives the same shot. And that's the pshat in Rabbeinu Yeruchim. Rabbeinu Yeruchim doesn't make any sense. So what's the answer? What is the emes in Rabbeinu Yeruchim? Rabbeinu Yeruchim holds that it's a din in forgetting Havdalah, and therefore, Malacha, of course, is mutter the moment Shabbos is over. The 39 prohibitions, those are permissible. Those are permitted. However, when it comes to a Malacha Nimsheches, like Oreg or writing the letter, that's going to be also lest you forget Havdalah. So what comes out is a fundamental chakir. Why are you not allowed to do Malacha before you make Havdalah? Beautiful pshat. However, things get really, really interesting when you read the Mishnah Berurah. What I said to you is beautiful lamdos from the Aruch HaShulchan and the Briska Rav. It's great pshat in the Rishonim. But as we've seen many, many, many a times, the Mishnah Berurah has a different angle. And Halacha L'maisa is going to be a little bit different. Take a look at the Mishnah Berurah, and this Rav Gidon and I did in the past. In Sifkat and Lamites, he says the following. The Mishnah Berurah says the following. U'mizen ispasha aminig. Ayi Magen Avram shemefak beik ma'od al minig zeh. Magen Avram doesn't like this minig. What's the minig? To light a candle before you said Baruch HaMavdo. How do you know to differentiate, to say you're allowed to light a candle? And here comes the whopper. This is a collector's item. Vigam. Rabbeinu Yerucham Esher Shelo Kivin Lahakel Bazeh Rak Achar Shehivdol B'Tfilah. Rabbeinu Yerucham is not a leniency according to Mishnah Brura. Moran HaChafetz Chaim turned Rabbeinu Yerucham into a stringency. That what? Even after you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, you still cannot do Meleches Oreg Meleches Kosef. Valkein Masik, and for that reason I understand the Hemshech of Rabbeinu Yerucham. D'yesh Lidrosh B'Ravim She'ilamdu B'Noseim Lomar HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol Kolim She'yasu Shum Melecha. Rabbeinu Yerucham himself says, instruct your wives and daughters and whoever else is at home not to do any malacha before you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. Wait a second. Tell them, don't do sewing. But everything else you're allowed to do. At the time, last Gilgamesh of Gilgamesh and I did this, what we discussed? We discussed what does putting stuff in a laundry machine qualify as. Because once upon a time, washing your clothing, that definitely was considered malacha nimsheches. But today, you throw it in, you press the button. It's not that much different than turning on the car, right? But Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying like this. Rabbeinu Yerucham is saying, even when you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, you can't do a malacha sheyesh b'tircha until you make Havdalah L'Kos. So that is a halacha l'maisa that some people are not aware of. That according to the Mishnah Brura, the halacha is that even after you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, even after you daven Ma'ariv, a malacha sheyesh b'tircha is asur. Now I think that as I mentioned before, driving home after Ma'ariv, right? There's some people before Shabbos bring their car, they're a little late, so they bring their car to shul, and then they take, or they live far away from the whatever their cheshbon is, they drive to shul every Shabbos, and they drive back on Matzai Shabbos. A lot of times they haven't heard Havdalah yet. Even according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, that should not be a problem, because that's not considered a malach sheish botircha. To turn on the car is a malach mavir, this is the raisa mavir, that's like hadlaka, it's not going to be a problem. But there are other things that a person should think twice before they make Havdalah L'Kos, before they make even the Havdalah L'Kos. Why? Because of this understanding of Rabbeinu Yerucham. Says Rav Nevin Sal, now you'll see, this is awesome in the Yitzchak Ikar. Rav Nevin Sal, in one sentence, he says what took us 15 minutes to say. Take a look at this. Take a look at this Zohar. V'nira l'chora. It's mamish one sentence. I'm halfway through. V'nira l'chora. D'masha osur b'malacha b'gemura afal pishiv du b'tfila. What's the shana Rabbeinu Yerucham? That it's osur to do malacha gemura even though you made havdala in davening. Hu mipnei she'osur la'asosa kodem mitzvahs havdala. U'masha osur afil malacha kala hu midin tosefes Shabbos. U'lachein b'havdala tfila shepesagi. Goes like this. When it comes to the Isser of Meleches Shabbos, then everybody agrees when you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, then Melachos are going to be Mutter. So what's Pshat in the Mishnah Brura? When the Mishnah Brura said that according to Rabbeinu Yerucham you still can't do, that's because it's a halacha in not forgetting that you're going to make Havdalah, not to forget Havdalah L'Kos. So what comes out? Rav Nevin Sal wants to argue both dinim are true in the Mishnah Brura. Now he doesn't make mention of Brisker Rav, no mention of the Aruch HaShulchan. Already then, last time we learned this, we pointed out that the Rav Nevin Sal was learning these Tzvei dinim. But I didn't know that's Mamish Beferish Brisker Rav and it's Beferish Aruch HaShulchan, and the Aruch HaShulchan wanted to say that's the machlokis between Rabbeinu Yerucham and others. But how does the Mishnah Brura learn and how Rav Nevin Sal is being Masbir goes like this. You remember we started with the Lashon of the Mishnah Brura? We Medayik, the Mishnah Brura says, Shabbos continues! Shabbos continues even after three stars come out. What do we mean Shabbos continues? Midrabban Shabbos. No one's going to change what the Bible says. Shabbos continues midrabban and it continues until you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol. The moment you say Baruch HaMavdil Ben Kodesh L'Chol, then Shabbos is over even midrabban. And for that reason, you could do malachos. Comes along the Mishnah Brura and says, but according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, you still can't do malachan Sheches. Why? So Rav Nevin Sal taps into the Aruch HaShulchan Svara, which is the same Svara that the Brisker Rav was medayik from in the Lashon of the Rambam. And that is, the prohibition of that malacha is based on the idea of forgetting that you're going to do Havdalah. And there's a difference between malacha and Mshech HaSanat. And the Mishnah Berurah claims that Rabbeinu Yerucham is not like the way the Aruch HaShulchan understood it. It's based on the idea that Rabbeinu Yerucham is concerned that you're going to forget it, you're going to forget Al HaKos. He pushes Rabbeinu Yerucham further on into Matzai Shabbos. And even after you say Baruch Ham Avdol Ben Kodesh Lechal, we're still afraid that you're not going to make Avdol Al HaKos. Hence, Halach L'maisa, following the Mishnah Berurah, it will be prohibited for a person to do a malach hanim sheches until they make havdalah al hakos. This Be'ezer Hashem concludes halachos of havdalah, and the Mirtzeh Hashem after Pesach we're going to start Hilchos Shmita.